And good afternoon. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show. Coming to you from our studios right here in exciting El Paso, Texas. Gateway to the Old West and the most haunted city in the country. Well, today's November 17th, 321st day of the year. 44 days remain till the end of the year. I had something interesting pointed out to me. One of President Biden's appointees was arrested for retail theft in 1995, but none of that matters because they have the right political beliefs. On this day in 887, Emperor Charles the Fat's deposed by the Frankish magnates in an assembly at Frankfurt. That leads to his nephew, Arnulf of Caterina, to declare himself king of the East Frankish kingdom in late November. 1183, Genpei War. The Battle of Mizushima takes place on the Japanese coast, where Minamoto no Yakushinka's invasion force is intercepted and defeated by the Atara clan. 1292, John Baliol becomes King of Scotland. 1405, Sharif ul Hashim establishes a Sultanate of Sulu. 1511, Henry VIII of England concludes the Treaty of Westminster. That's a pledge of mutual aid against the French with the Ferdinand II of Aragon. 1558, Elizabethan era begins. Queen Mary I of England dies, succeeded by her half-sister, Elizabeth I of England. And Elizabeth I, she made quite a reputation for herself. 1603, English explorer, writer, and courtier, Sir Walter Raleigh, goes on trial for treason. Basically, his detractors didn't like the fact that he got friendly with the Queen. 1777. Articles of Confederation in the U.S. are submitted to the states for ratification. 1796, French Revolutionary War. Battle of the Bridge of Arcole. French forces defeat the Austrians in Italy. 1800, the U.S. Congress holds its first session in Washington, D.C. 1810, Sweden declares war on its ally, the U.K., to begin the Anglo-Swedish War. Although no fighting ever takes place, they just had a war. 1811, Jose Miguel Carrera, Chilean founding father, sworn in as president of the executive junta of the government of Chile. 1820, Captain Nathaniel Palmer becomes the first American to see Antarctica. In fact, the Palmer Peninsula is named after him. 1831, Ecuador and Venezuela are separated from Gran Colombia. 1837, an earthquake in Valdivia, south central Chile, causes a tsunami that leads to significant destruction along Japan's coast. 1856, American Old West. On the Sanita River, in present-day southern Arizona, the U.S. Army establishes Fort Buchanan. It was done to help control new land acquired in the Gadsden Purchase. 1858, Modified Julian Day Zero was on this date. Also in 1858, the city of Denver, Colorado is founded. 1863, American Civil War. Siege of Knoxville begins. Confederate forces led by General James Longstreet place Knoxville, Tennessee under siege. 1869, in Egypt, the Suez Canal linking the Mediterranean Sea with the Red Sea is inaugurated. 1878, first assassination attempt against Umberto I of Italy by anarchist Giovanni Passanati. He was armed with a dagger. The king survived. He had a slight wound in the arm. Prime Minister Benedetto Carriolo blocked the aggressor. He got an injury in the leg. 1885, Serbo-Bulgarian War, the decisive battle of Slivnica begins. 1894, H.H. Holmes, one of the first modern serial killers, is arrested in Boston, Massachusetts. There was a suspicion for quite some time that he was actually England's Jack the Ripper. 1896, the Western Pennsylvania Hockey League, which later became the first ice hockey league in to openly trade and hire players begins play in Pittsburgh's Schenley Park Casino. 1903, the Russian Social Democratic Labor Party splits into two groups, the Bolsheviks, Russian for majority, and the Mensheviks, Russian for minority. It was the Bolsheviks that went on to destroy Russia. 1939, nine Czech students are executed as a response to anti-Nazi demonstrations prompted by the death of Jan Opelito. All Czech universities are shut down and more than 1,200 students sent to concentration camps. Since this event, international students, they celebrated in a lot of countries, especially in the Czech Republic. 1940, the Tartu Art Museum was established in Tartu, Estonia. 1947, the Screen Actors Guild implements an anti-communist loyalty oath. Also in 47, American scientists John Bardeen and Walter Hauser Brattain observed the first basic principles of the transistor, a key element for the electronics revolution of the 20th century. 1950, Lamo Dundrub is officially named the 14th Dalai Lama. 1950, United Nations Security Council Resolution B9 relating to the Palestine question is adopted. 1953, the remaining human inhabitants of the Blasket Island, Kerry, Ireland, are evacuated to the mainland. 1957, Vickers Viscount G. AOHP of the British European Airways crashes at the Belarus after the failure of three engines on approach to Copenhagen Airport. The cause is determined to be a malfunction of the anti-icing system of the aircraft. Amazingly, there were no fatalities. 1962, President Kennedy dedicates Washington Dulles International Airport, serving the Washington, D.C. region. 1967, Vietnam War. Acting on optimistic reports he'd been given on November 13th, President Lyndon, I'm going to be King Johnson, tells the nation that while much remains to be done, we're inflicting greater losses than we're taking. We're making progress. Yeah. 1968, British European Airways introduces the BAC-111 into commercial service. 1968, viewers of the Raiders-Jets football game in the eastern U.S. are denied the opportunity to watch its exciting finish when NBC starts broadcasting Heidi instead, prompting changes to sports broadcasting in the U.S. 1969, Cold War. Negotiators from the Soviet Union and the United States meet in Helsinki, Finland to begin SALT War negotiations. SALT I was aimed at limiting the number of strategic weapons on both sides. 1970, Vietnam War. Lieutenant William Calley goes on trial for the May Lime Massacre. I met him at in Columbus, Georgia. He married the daughter of the owner of a jewelry store. 1970, Lunar Program. The Soviet Union lands Lunokhod 1 on Mare Imbrium, the Sea of Rains on the Moon. It's the first roving remote-controlled robot to land on another world, released by the orbiting Luna 17 spacecraft. 1973, Watergate scandal. In Orlando, Florida, President Nixon tells 400 Associated Press managing editors, I'm not a crook. Excuse me. 1973. The Athens Pyrotechnic Uprising against the military regime ends in bloodshed in the Greek capital. I'm sorry, the Athens Polytechnic Uprising. Can't even read my own handwriting. 1983, Zapatista Army of National Liberation is founded in Mexico. 1986, flight crew of Japan Airlines Flight 1628 are involved in a UFO sighting incident while flying over Alaska. 1989, Cold War. The Velvet Revolution begins. In Czechoslovakia, a student demonstration in Prague is quelled by riot police. This sparks an uprising raised at overthrowing the communist government. And it actually succeeds on December 29th. Now, the Velvet Revolution was actually a non-violent transition of power in what was then Czechoslovakia. There were uprisings against the one-party government of the Communist Party of Czechoslovakia. It included students and older dissidents. And the result was the end of the 41 years of one-party rule in Czechoslovakia and the subsequent dismantling of the command economy and conversion to a parliamentary republic. People only put up with that for so long. 1990, Fugendaka, part of the Mount Unzin volcanic complex, Nagasaki Prefecture, Japan, becomes active again and erupts. 1993, United States House of Representatives passes a resolution established in the North American Free Trade Agreement. Basically, they said, okay, American businesses, you're not as important as Mexican businesses. 1993, in Nigeria, General Sani Abaka ousts the government of Ernest Shonekan in a military coup. 1997, in Luxor, Egypt, 62 people are killed by six Islamic militants outside the temple of Hatshepsut, known as the Luxor Massacre. Hatshepsut was a female who ruled as pharaoh for some time. 2000, a catastrophic landslide in Logpod, Mangartum, Slovenia, kills seven and causes millions in damage. It's one of the worst catastrophes in Slovenia in the past 100 years. Also in 2000, Alberto Fujimori is removed from office as president of Peru. 2003, on this date, actor Arnold Schwarzenegger's tenure as the governor of California began. He became known as the Governator. 2012, at least 50 school children are killed in an accident at a railway crossing in Manfalut in Egypt. 2013, 50 people were killed when Tatarstan Airlines Flight 363 crashes at Kazan Airport in Russia. 2013, a rare late-season tornado outbreak strikes the Midwest, Illinois, and Indiana are most afflicted with tornado reports as far north as lower Michigan. There were about six dozen tornadoes that touched down in about a 11-hour time period, including seven EF3 and two EF4 tornadoes. 2019, the first known case of COVID-19 is traced to a 55-year-old man who visited a market in Wuhan, Hubei province in China. And they said they had nothing to do with it. A lot of births and deaths on this date in history. Holidays, observances. Athens Polytechnic Uprising Remembrance Day in Greece. Christian Feast Day. Aeschylus. Agnan of Orleans, Elizabeth of Hungary, Gennadius of Constantinople in the Greek Orthodox Church, Gregory of Tours in the Roman Catholic Church, Gregory Thaumaturgus, Hilda of Whitby, Hugh of Lincoln, International Students' Day, in Orissa in India, it's Martyrs' Day, in the Marshall Islands, it's President's Day. In the Czech Republic and Slovakia, it is Struggle for Freedom and Democracy Day, and it's World Prematurity Day. Let's see what else we got. In 473, the future Zeno I is named Associate Emperor by Emperor Leo I. 1183, the Battle of Mizushima, Japanese Taira clan defeat the Minamoto. 1278, 680 Jews are arrested and 293 are hung in England for counterfeiting coins. And I think that was a case of accusation equals guilt. 1491, Anne of Brittany becomes engaged to King Charles VIII of France. 1555, William of Orange becomes a member of the Council of State. 1558, independence of the Church of England is reestablished upon ascension of Elizabeth I to the throne. In 1636, Brazilian general Enrique Dias wins the decisive battle against the Dutch in Brazil. 1659, the Peace of the Pyrenees is signed between France and Spain. 1734, printer John Zinger, arrested for libel against New York colonial governor William Cosby, is acquitted. 1774, the first city troop of Philadelphia City Cavalry formed at Carpenter's Hall in Philadelphia. That's one of the oldest U.S. military units still in service. 1785, the Church of England organizes in New England. 1798 is the beginning of a 5-day New England blizzard that covers thousands of houses and kills hundreds. 1812, Napoleonic Wars, the Battle of Krasnoy, which took place during Napoleon's retreat from Moscow. The Russians didn't beat him, the weather did. 1827, the Delta Phi Fraternity, America's oldest continuous social fraternity, founded at Union College in Schenectady, New York. 1842, fugitive slave George Latimer is captured in Boston. 1853, street signs for the first time are authorized at San Francisco intersections. 1862, Confederate Secretary of War George Randolph resigns on this date. 1862, Union General Ambrose Burnside marches north out of Washington, D.C. to begin the Fredericksburg Campaign, which I think was a major defeat for him. 1869, Englishman James Moore wins the first bicycle race. Raced 13 kilometers from Paris to Rouen. 1873, the rival cities of Buda and Pest unite to form the capital of Hungary, and they were known as Budapest. 1874, immigrant ship Cospatrick catches fire and sinks off Auckland, New Zealand. 1875, American Theosophical Society is founded by Madame Blavatsky and Colonel Olcott. 1877, Russia launches a surprise night attack that overruns Turkish forces at Kars in Armenia. 1884, police arrest boxer John L. Sullivan in his second round for being cruel. 1885, the Serbian army with Russian support invades Bulgaria. 1889, Union Pacific begins daily through service, Chicago to Portland and San Francisco. 1894, the Daily Racing Form is founded. 1903, Dahomey, which is today Benin, becomes a French protectorate. In the Treaty of Petropolis, Bolivia cedes the territory of Ars Anca to Brazil. Bolivia gains rail and water outlets to the east. 1905, the Ulsan Treaty is signed between Japan and Korea. 1913, the first U.S. dental hygienist course is formed in Bridgeport, Connecticut. On this day in 1913, the first ship sailed through the Panama Canal, which connected the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. 1914, the U.S. declares the Panama Canal zone neutral, which is why I spent 3 years there protecting the damn thing. In 1918, German troops evacuate Brussels. In 1927, a tornado hits Washington, D.C. In 1928, Notre Dame finally loses a football game at home after 23 years of victories. In 1929, Nikolai Bukharin is expelled from the Soviet Politburo amidst the power struggle with Joseph Stalin. In 1931, Charles Lindbergh inaugurates Pan-American service from Cuba to South America in the Sikorsky flying boat American Clipper. In 1933, the U.S. recognizes the Soviet Union and opens trade. In 1936, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy becomes an overnight success on the radio. In 1939, a German U-boat torpedoes a passenger ship. And finally, in 1940, the Green Bay Packers become the first NFL team to travel by plane. Well, we've been talking about the moon and the fact that there appears to be life on the moon. Now, even though our government has assured us that it's a dead rock floating in space, you know, everything is recorded somewhere. And I've got a technical report that was published by NASA. And it's a catalog of sightings of activity on the moon at a time nobody's supposed to have been on the moon. Now, I don't care what you say, this report is solid proof that someone has been on the moon since at least the year 1540 through 1968. And it makes you wonder how much earlier in our history there was identified activity on the moon that we didn't know to look for, or even have the ability to see. Now, this particular technical report, TR-R-277, was entitled The Chronological Catalog of Reported Lunar Events. And it was prepared by Barbara Middlehurst of the University of Arizona, J. Lee Burley from the Goddard Space Flight Center, Patrick Moore, Armagh Planetarium, and Barbara Welther from the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory. It was published in July 1968. Now, according to this particular document, it was purported to be a catalog of reports of lunar events or temporary changes on the moon, and it was compiled based on literature covering more than 400 years. And in the majority of cases, the original reference was consulted. Secondary sources, such as the 1964 edition of Housay and Lancaster's Bibliographic General de Astronomie, was also looked at. Now, all doubtful reports were eliminated from the catalog. Less than full realization by the observers of the effects of changing conditions of illumination and other factors may have resulted in erroneous reports. And hazards of illumination included earthshine, strongest during the first and last 3 days of a lunation, sunshine on peaks just beyond the terminator, differences in albedo and color in small regions, and the records I'm going to cover are reports in which special appearances may be due to unusual lighting conditions or other temporary effects external to the moon. and those reports are not actually included in the catalog. On July 30, 1789, J. H. Schroeder, soon after sunrise, saw a kind of ferment on the floor of Plato that clearly resembled a kind of twilight. On April 8, 1856, and April 24, 1860, J. Smith noted weak glows in the crater Boussingault, but he doubted that these were more than sunlight on the walls reflected from the floor. On November 12, 1878, John Hams and friends in Iowa reported seeing a lunar volcano. August 29, 1899, P. Foth noted the inner parts of Copernicus glowed in weak phosphorescent light, though not directly lit by the sun. January 24th and 25th, 1909, Krebs and Nicholas noted that the non-illuminated part of the moon glowed red. Now, nobody was sure why these colors showed up. In 1964, where the observations record progressive changes by succession of observers apparent without adequate checks on subjectiveness, there were a number of reports that were eliminated because they didn't have what they considered proper support. Okay, let's see what else we got here. In 1540, they saw a star-like appearance on the dark side. 1587, a star is shown in the dark area of the moon. In 1650, there was a red hill observed. In 1654, bright star-like point on the moon. 1671, another bright star-like point was seen on the moon. Also, that was October 21st, November 12th, 1671. Small whitish cloud was seen floating over one of the craters. February 3rd, 1672, nebulous appearance in one of the craters. October 15th, 1673, a white spot was seen. It appeared to be illumination. 1685, December the 10th, reddish streak on a crater floors seen during an eclipse. That was in the Plato crater. May 12th, 1706, in Plato crater, three sparkling spots. And on May 3rd, 1715, in Plato crater, lightning on the face of the moon. It appeared to be a storm. But you can only have a storm if you have an atmosphere. In 1752, two flickering spots on the north edge of the crater. In 17. Okay. Had to get a little bit more illumination here. 1789. Nebulous bright spots in a crater. Also in 1789. Brilliant spots Aristarchus, luminous spots on the crater's side. Also in 1789, brilliant spots also seen near Aristarchus. Also in 1789, in May, brilliant spots seen near Aristarchus. September 1789, small speck of light at foot of the mountain. Mont Blanc. 1799, Aristarchus region, small, fiery spot of light. In February 1789, Aristarchus region, small, hazy spot of light. 1790, in March, Aristarchus region, another small, bright spot. October 22nd, 1790, during a total eclipse. There are at least 150 small, round, bright, luminous points of light. 1792, Aristarchus region. Signs of atmosphere were seen. 1792, Aristarchus. Many occasions there were spots of light. Also in 1792, in the dark area, brilliant spots of light. 1791, March 7th, on the dark side, appearance of lights like a star in the dark parts of the moon. 1797, March 2nd, observations of a volcano on the moon. A dead rock in space has a volcano. In the Mare Vaporium, vapors ascending the mountain. You only have vapor if you have water. 1799, on the dark area, bright spots on the dark side. 1820, October 17th, south of Sinus Iridium, brilliant spots in Mare Imbermann. 1821, February 5th, Aristarchus vicinity. Luminous appearance on the dark area. 1821, April 7th, Perseidius appeared without shadow, which meant there had to be light. 1821, May 4th through the 6th, Aristarchus. Bright spot on the dark area. 1821, July 25th on the dark side. Brilliant flashing spots. 1821, November 28th, dark side. Variable bright spot. Like a sixth magnitude star. 1822, July 27th, Aristarchus vicinity. Bright spot. Like an eighth magnitude star. 1822, July 22nd. Excuse me, January 22nd through the 23rd in Aristarchus. A lunar volcano. And there are several different observations of a lunar volcano. 1824, near Aristarchus, blinking lights. 1824, October 18th, Aristarchus vicinity. Mingling of all kinds of colors. Small spots on the west and northwest of Aristarchus. 1824, October 20th, on the dark side, Mare Nubium, a bright area. 1824, December 8th, at Plato, a bright spot on the southeast part of the crater. 1825, at the crater Plato, west part of the crater is brighter than the east part. April 22nd, 1825, Aristarchus and vicinity. Illumination. Clearly, there is activity on the moon. Now let's talk about Mercurium, dots and streaks of light. That was in 1865, 1866, Aristarchus. Bright light. June 14th through 16th, Aristarchus vicinity. Reddish yellow light. 1866, the bright spots in the dark side. 1867, Aristarchus vicinity. For an hour and 39 minutes, bright spots on the dark side. Aristarchus, left side of the crater, very bright lights. 1867, May 2nd, Aristarchus, reddish glow. 1867, June 10th, Sulpicius, which is another crater. Three star-like spots. 1867, on the dark side, a bright spot. 1876, May 15th, in the Plato, a bright spot. 1870, Plato, white spots on the, like lightning. 1870, purplish haze illuminating the floor of Golden Crater. 1871, Plato, streak of light across the floor of the crater. 1871, west of Plato, a fog. 1872, Plato, northeast portion of the floor is hazy as if covered with a fog. 1873, January 1st, luminous purplish vapors seen on the surface of the moon. 1873, Plato, under a high sun, two faint clouds in the west part of the crater. 1873, in the Plato crater, unusual appearance. 1874, January 1st, Plato, unusual appearance. 1877, Andoxus, for an hour, a faint line of light, like a luminous cable across the floor of the crater. 1877, lunar eclipse, flickering a light on the lunar surface. March 17th, 1877, the moon's horns showed trace of atmosphere. 1877, March 21st, Proclus, brilliant illumination. 1877, May 15th, east of Picard, a bright spot. 1877, Bessel, a minute point of light. No matter how big the light is, if there's not supposed to be any light there, it shows up, folks. August 21st, 1877, lunar eclipse. Unusual spectrum with strong absorption is yellow. Two patches of crimson light of short duration. 1878. Changes in spectrum during a solar eclipse suggesting lunar atmosphare. In the Mercurium, white patch east of Picard. Clearly defined. 1878, Plato, faint bright shimmer, like a thin white cloud. 1878, half the moon's Messier, obscuration of the crater. 1878, November 9th, Plato, faint but unmistakable white cloud. 1878, December 4th, misty looks as if vapor were floating across the surface of the moon. East of Picard, 1978, a white patch. Interior of Tycho Crater, cloudy appearance. That was also in 1878. 1880, January 15th, the hull of Mare Nectarsis is foggy. Fog extends onto the floor of several craters. 1881, Aristarchus. Very bright light with pulsations. 1881, also in Aristarchus. Two pyramidal illuminated areas appear on the moon's surface. The spots were a little darker than the rest of the moon's face. They slowly faded away. 1881, Aristarchus. The whole region between Aristarchus and Herodotus covered with a violent light. 1881, Aristarchus. During the eclipse, Aristarchus was a white spot. 1882, unusual shadow in another crater. Eulluxus. Also in February of 1882, unusual shadow in the same crater. 1882, March 22nd, Plato crater glowed with a can't figure out that particular word, with a milky light. 1882, April 24th, near Gaudea and Agrippa, shadows. Blurred and oscillated. Shadows in Aristarchus. 1882, just east of Mare Crisium against the Prom. Cloud. Not less than 100 and... July 17th, just east of Mare Crisium. Feathery mist. 1882, November 7th. Line of light. Around a dark area attributed to atmosphere. 1882, line of light, very well defined. 1883, Taruntis and Cavrions, peculiar blurred appearance as if a fog. 1883, the edge of Mare Crisium, light. Mist or cloud. 1883, November 5th, Aristarchus, very bright light. 1884, February 5th, and Kepler, illumination inside the crater. 1884, October 1st, and Tycho crater, during an eclipse, a bright spot like a star of the second magnitude. 1884, November 29th, Aristarchus, nebulous at the center. But elsewhere, the features were very well defined. Okay, 1883, February 29th, small crater near Hercules. It was lit with a dull red light. 1885, Cassini, red patches of light. 1886, June 16th, Aristarchus, star-like light. 1886, September 6th, in Plato crater, streaks of light on the floor of the crater. 1887, February 1st, in Plato, lights in the crater. 1887, intense yellow streaks in Lahaire crater. 1888, July 15th, lunar volcano. 1888, November 23rd, triangular patch of bright green light. 1889, March 30th, Copernicus, a black spot, a big black spot. 1889, March 11th, black spot on the rim of another crater. 1889, June 9th, Plato B and D, two current extremely bright spots of light. July 12, 1889, Aristarchus, during a lunar eclipse, brilliance to surrounding gloom was noted. 1889, September 3rd, central peak, its shadow, and all the floor of the crater seen as seen through a haze. 1889, September 13th, a white spot is seen. 1889, October 3rd and 4th. Alpetragius, it's hazy. 1890, October 3rd. Posidonius, unusual shadow. 1891, May 23rd, Aristarchus region. During an eclipse, half hour before, and Aristarchus in the region is lit with a bright light. So we're not talking about an occasional anomaly scene. We're talking about a long laundry list. I've done 176 so far in this show. 1891, September 14th, Schroeder's Valley. Dense clouds of white vapor were rising from the bottom of the crater. 1891, September 17th, also Schroeder's Valley. Volcanic activity. 1891, October 14th, Schroeder's Valley. Apparent volcanic activity. November 7th, 1891, Aristarchus, very distinct luminous points of light. In Talos, 1892, March 31st, there was a haze over the landscape. You only get hazes when you're dealing with vapor. And to have vapor, you have to have water. Okay. May 11th, 1892, during a partial lunar eclipse. Extension of the Earth's shadow beyond the eclipse. 1893, January 30th, Schroeder's Valley. Apparent volcanic activity. April 1st, 1893, a shaft of light was seen on the surface of the moon. February 23rd, 1894, strong brownish-red coppery haze in Hinkey, which was the name of a crater at the time. March 11th, 1895, during lunar eclipse, very striking color in the southeast quadrant. The Plato crater, 1895, May 2nd, a streak of light and bright parallel bands in the center. In the near Plato crater, September 25th, 1895, a shaft of light. 1896, Marcobius. There was a fringe to the shadow. June 14th, 1897, Schroeder's Valley, apparent volcanic activity. Aristarchus, September 21st, 1897, glimmering streaks of light. Schroeder's Valley, October 8th, 1897, apparent volcanic activity. In Humboldt, December 3rd, 1897, light chocolate bordered to the shadow on the east wall. Folks, we're talking about a lot of activity on the moon at a time before anybody from this planet could have gotten there, which raises the issue of whether or not there are others on the moon. Now, if in fact there are other entities on the moon, that gives a lot of weight to the very idea it may be a hollow sphere or perhaps a spaceship that was put into orbit around this planet. Plato Crater. In 1916, there were lights bright enough to create shadows. 1917, there were more lights seen in different areas on the moon. Now, what we're going to do at this point is we're going to stop talking about all these. And we're going to talk about the fact that our government has gone to great lengths to make sure that no one suspects the existence of UFOs. Now, I've talked in previous shows about the fact that astronomers have seen UFOs heading for the moon or coming from the moon. And when Armstrong and the other astronauts landed on the moon, there was discussion with Mission Control about the fact that there were others already there. If we're not alone in the solar system, that raises a lot of questions that our government has not wanted us to discuss. 1947 with the Roswell crash, we were supposedly the most powerful country on the planet, and we couldn't control what was flying in our atmosphere. That's why the studies were done that raised the issue of the fact that society couldn't handle the discovery that there were others, more advanced races than our own. And that, of course, raised the, when NASA was created, they were given strict instructions. Anything that would tend to make it clear that there are others in the solar system besides ourselves have to be classified. Now remember, in spite of rumors to the contrary, NASA is actually a part of the Department of Defense. Now, it's not staffed by military personnel, but it still takes its orders from the Pentagon. Though it hasn't been, shall we say, openly discussed. When you look at the number of times there have been things seen on the surface of the moon that have been poo-pooed by NASA, somebody, usually not retired scientist, who would turn up his toes in a heartbeat if he had to go out in the field, comes up with some off-the-wall explanation Now, there have been lights reported on the moon, and flashing lights, for that matter, for over 1,000 years. And if you stare at the moon hard enough with a powerful telescope, you're going to see things happening on the surface. Now, scientists, if they're being truthful, have to admit they have no idea what the flashes of light on the moon actually are. Now, parts of the surface are lighting up multiple times per week, sometimes with quick flashes, sometimes they stay lit for hours. And at other times, parts of the surface go dark. And it raises so many questions that we don't have answers for. Now, they're referred to as transient lunar phenomena. or lunar transit phenomena. They're short-lived lights, color, or change in appearance on the surface of the moon. Patrick Moore, who wrote one of the people that wrote the technical report that I was just reading off, came up with that term. You know, moonlight is actually sunlight that shines on the moon and bounces off. And the light reflects off old volcanoes, craters, and lava flows on the moon's surface. But if it's a dead rock, as science keeps saying, why would there be volcanoes? There's so many questions that we don't really have answers. And yet, NASA would have you believe that that there's nothing unusual going on there. Now, science keeps saying we're close to solving the mystery of the flashing lights on the moon. Now, people have been reporting these lights for centuries. Now, one belief is when the surface moves, gases that reflect sunlight escape from the interior of the moon. But if it's a dead rock, why would there be gases coming out of the center of the moon? Of course, it would explain the luminous phenomena, some of which last for hours. And some flashes, of course, are caused by meteor impacts, which occur periodically on the surface of the moon. Now, the dark of the moon, which is a phrase I've heard used a number of times, refers to the period in the 29.53-day lunar cycle when the moon is decreasing, getting darker, or waning, I guess we say. The dark of the moon is the period before the new moon, or from the full moon to the new moon, as lasts about 14 days. And for those that wonder what the light of the moon refers to, that refers to the period in the lunar cycle when the moon is increasing or getting lighter, or waxing, so to speak. You know, but the truth of the matter is, when you get right down to it, no one has a clue what the lights that have been seen for thousands of years, and I've reported over 400 years of it. Nobody has any idea what they are, what causes them. Is there activity on the moon? Are there entities on the moon? Certainly that could be a possibility. And we've even had radio signals come from the moon. On that note, we've run out of time, and we'll be back tomorrow and talk more about the mysteries of the moon. Until then, this is Ken Hudnall for the Ken Hudnall Show saying, have a truly great evening.